Chapter 1. Did I ever tell you we have an elevator? I ask Maddie. Her brown eyes widen. You never mentioned it, but that is seriously cool. Where is it? Maddie believes all my stories. It's one of the reasons she's my best friend. Another reason is that she is super kind. It also helps that Maddie lives two doors down, which is handy, especially during snowstorms. Our elevator is at the back of my parents' closet. Where does it go to? Maddie always asks a lot of questions. Luckily, I am great at coming up with answers. To the attic. Can we ride it? I was hoping she would ask. Yep, there's just one hitch. I pause. That will make her even more eager for a ride on our elevator. I have to blindfold you. I make it sound like blindfolding your best friend is no big deal. Blindfold me? Jelly, is this one of your stories? I make a huffing sound so she will know I am insulted. Of course not. The blindfold is for insurance purposes, so you won't sue. My parents are both lawyers, so I know a lot about suing. When we get to my parents' bedroom, I grab a dark scarf from my mother's drawer and tie it over Maddie's eyes. Can you see anything? Not a thing. Perfect. I spin her around three times. Then I lead her into my parents' closet. I guide her so she doesn't trip over the shoes and boots. Okay, I tell her. We're inside the elevator now. I clang together two wire hangers and stamp my feet on the closet floor. Whoa, I say. We're going up. I feel it in my stomach. Me too, says Maddie. I grin. My plan is working. What's up in your attic? She asks. Skeletons. It's the first thing that pops into my head. Cool. We're nearly there, I tell her. I clang together the wire hangers again. The elevator doors are about to open. I can't believe I have a friend who has her own elevator, Maddie says to herself. We're there. I grab her elbow and lead her out of the closet. Are you ready to see skeletons? Do you promise you won't sue?
Yes, and yes.
Maddie's voice catches in her throat. That is probably because she has never seen a skeleton before. I spin Maddie around three more times and untie the scarf. Ta-dum! Maddie is trembling. Because the lights are out in my parents' bedroom, it takes her a minute to realize what's going on. There are no skeletons. We are not in the attic. There is no elevator. Maddie hops up and down. Jelly, she cries out. You made that story up. There is another reason why Maddie is my best friend. Other kids might get angry. Not Maddie. Because a second later, the two of us are laughing so hard we end up rolling on the floor in my parents' bedroom.